Welcome to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And today we've got one brewery we're going to feature. They're called Refined Fool Brewery.
Refined Fool. We haven't done these guys before, have we,
Dan? No, we have not. excuse me. They're based out of Sarnia, Ontario, Canada.
Okay.
And the lineup just consists of all IPAs.
Okay.
But they're different types of IPAs, so we're going to try them out and see what they're like.
So my kind of night, then.
Yes, exactly.
IPA.
Just for you.
IPA fanatics.
Just for you.
What do we got first up?
This guy in particular is called Pouch Envy. The labeling on it is pretty awesome, actually.
It is pretty psychedelic, almost.
It's really psychedelic. It looks like a...
kangaroo.
Yeah, a kangaroo with a...
No. It's a horse dressed up as a bunny.
Oh, maybe, yeah. And then it's got... but it's got a little leprechaun in the pouch.
Yeah.
Because she's had popping out,
so
right?
So it is.
So, yeah. Pouch Envy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But something dressed up as a kangaroo, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
It looks like it.
And I'm not sure. There's a person right beside the kangaroo / leprechaun.
It must be someone famous.
They've got like a yellow face with a red nose and... very cartoonish. It almost looks like it's something out of The Simpsons.
Similar.
Like, kind of like,
very similar.
Yeah, similar, like in terms
very
of
similar.
The background's just all green, red, and yellow. It says Foolishly Good Beer on the side with the same lettering, same color, sorry, but with like a bubbly kind of lettering.
Nice, really nice.
This is a session IPA. It's 5% alcohol. And it says, the wonderfully aromatic Australian Galaxy hop takes center stage in this citrusy, sessionable IPA.
Wow.
Look at that. And it's got the Refined Fool logo on top, which is their hat. And it says Refined Fool Brewing Company around it.
Top hat, guys. Not just a hat.
Top hat. I apologize. This is a really cool label. It's got a lot going on.
I think it's really nice. That's an 8.5 for me.
Yeah, I would want to buy this beer based off the way it looks. I'd say an 8.5 for sure.
Yep. No problem.
Absolutely fantastic.
Let's see what this beer is going to be all about, because I'm pretty happy that we're going to have three IPAs to kind of choose from
at the end of the night. But I mean, no stouts or sours or anything else, but we'll IPA it up tonight, right?
So that's great.
Let's see what we got.
Let's see how one of these tastes.
You think this is going to be
haze?
Hazy?
I really hope so. Because traditionally when we get the hazy IPAs, they have that stone fruit, the citrus flavor. This one was filtered.
Yeah, it's definitely filtered.
Yep, filtered. Not hazy at all, but not 100% clear either. Well, it is pretty clear, sorry.
It's more
yellow.
Yeah.
I smell it, and it smells nice.
It does? Good. I'm glad.
That's about it.
Let's take a sniff.
Let's see what Danny says.
Ooh, okay. Smells kind of juicy a little.
There you go. Juicies.
I'm getting like a little bit of like a...
stone fruit.
Yeah, more... kind of, yeah, I guess a stone fruit kind of citrus note. I guess that's not so peachy though. Smells more like... I'd say more like nectarine.
Nectarine, okay.
Okay. Yeah, not too bad. Let's give it a try.
Cheers.
Cheers. Very similar to a lager. Very light.
Very, very light.
I mean, you get a little bit of hint of the...
initial tones.
Yeah, the initial tones, like that citrusy stone fruit kind of flavor, and then it dies out really quick, and it's kind of like got a... it is a sessionable IPA, so...
that's nice.
Session IPAs basically are just lower alcohol for those that don't want a high alcohol content beer, but
gotcha.
It's not too bad. It's a good summer beer.
I would say so. Fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Definitely fresh. Definitely something you can drink quite a bit of. You can definitely crush it.
Easily.
I'm going to give this a 7.5.
Okay, Dan. 7.5. I was holding my breath there for a second. But 7.5 is a good number. Yes. I go with a 7.5 as well, Dan.
You're going to 7.5? Okay. Yeah, it's not too bad.
Happy
it's pretty good.
It. I'm actually happy with the kangaroo beer.
Yes, the kangaroo beer for the win.
Kangaroo with the leprechaun. Amazing.
Yeah, not too bad. It's like a pretty much a standard beer, but pretty good. We can move on to a snack if you'd like.
Sure, Danny. What do we have up on the chopping block today?
Well, before I get to that snack, I was going to say, I'm getting a little bit of bitterness on my tongue now. I'm not sure about you, but just very little.
I mean, the bitterness was there initially.
But it was? Okay. I didn't get it initially. I'm getting it now, though.
It tastes nice.
Yeah. No, it's really good. Okay. Sorry.
7.5 is worth it.
Yes, for sure.
For this juicy drink.
That works for me. We'll go with that.
Let's do the snack.
Yes. This bag of chips is called Mr. Chips.
Pretty straightforward, guys.
They are natural cheese flavored corn chips, so I guess like a Doritos. They're from Jack and Jill from the Philippines, so I guess their version of Doritos. Nacho cheese flavor. It is a blue background. It says Mr. Chips in cursive writing, in red and yellow. It's red and like it's got a yellow outline for the letters.
That's nice. Simple, but nice.
Yeah, you know what you're getting. You got like 4 or 5 chips on the front. That look like they're shiny, and it says with a little nacho bit of cheese.
Cheese, actually.
Not yes, nacho cheese. Cheese. Yeah, not too bad. I would
7 on my end. Yeah. 7.
7. I mean, yeah, it's not super flashy, but yeah, okay. I'm gonna agree with you. I can go 7 as well.
7.
All right, let's excuse me, open these up. Yeah, it's not too bad. It's pretty decent. It's
nice, but
nothing special.
Exactly. Like something that would stand out to me when I'm at a counter of some sort and trying to pick a chip
for
any reason.
Comparing to like a bag of Doritos, like they look a little bit, they're more flashy. This one's not as flashy looking, but let's see what it tastes like. It smells like a corn chip. Not a lot of nacho cheese flavor. Kind of dies out pretty quick. You just get the corn right, like you get a bit of the nacho cheese and then you get the corn right away.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Kind of dry.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. It's kind of like a Frito, but without the barbecue flavor.
Exactly. Just that's cheese.
That's what's reminding me of.
It's like a Frito. Flattened out to look like a Dorito.
A Frito flattened out to look like a Dorito. Look at you with the rhymes. Proud of you, buddy.
Unfortunately, tonight is the night.
It's one of those nights. Yeah, not too bad. I was expecting a little bit more like cheese flavor, though, to be honest.
It still has a cheese flavor, Danny, but I mean...
It's not very strong.
Natural cheese, like you're thinking like Dorito cheese naturals.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like an explosion of cheese flavor.
What flavor?
This I didn't get.
I think you're more basing this off the actual chip itself then.
Probably. Would I eat these again? Yeah, no question. I definitely would eat them again, but...
Different flavor.
I'm a little disappointed on that, and the fact that,
Maybe a different flavor, that's all I can say, because the cheese kind of...
Too mellow.
Yeah, exactly, too mellow. Maybe a kick-ass barbecue or something else that could be spicy.
Yeah, it might stick in a little bit more. Stick with you, sorry, a little bit more. This, I'm going to give this a 7.
6.5 on mine, guys.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's pretty good. But
not my thing.
No, it was all right. I mean, the Jack and Jill snacks that we've had in the past have been fairly good.
Yes, they have. And I've always expected that type of structure. But again, these are a little bit different. But again, a lot of people probably like them.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's just not...
Us.
Exactly.
In the Philippines. That's all, guys.
Yeah, but not terrible.
Not terrible.
But?
6.5.
7.
What do we got next up?
All right. We've got...
Another IPA.
Another IPA.
Here we go.
This one is their flagship IPA.
Okay.
Ontario, Canada. It's available in
the
liquor stores.
They've got Mr. Leprechaun and everything, Danny.
Yeah, they do, eh? Yeah, he's kind of hanging out.
He's hanging on the back of that Winnebago.
He's on the Winnebago. And there looks like there's a few...
A big ass one, a long one.
I'm not sure what that looks like, a monster or something. And then you got a little robot. You got a... I don't know what that girl is, but she's got a weird-looking nose.
They're partying. They're about to go to a party or something.
Well, I mean, it kind of goes with the name, Van Full of Weirdos. Which is perfect. What this is called, Van Full of Weirdos Juicy IPA.
See, when you want to pull off the exact thing that you're trying to pull off, and it works like this, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's in my eyes, at least.
It's pretty neat.
This is the thing that I like to see out there. This is a nice label.
It is. It's like
this is something I would buy reoccurringly.
Yeah, based on the way it looks.
Period.
100 times over.
And everybody that comes and sees this damn can is going to be like, what? Van Full of Weirdos. Juicy IPA, what the hell? Like, you want to try one?
And it's in big letters too. Like, it says Van Full of Weirdos in white. It says Juicy IPA in yellow, but they're thick, big letters. It's got the van with the weirdos in there. It's a turquoise background with a red van. Like, it stands out.
I give this a 9.5.
Okay, well, I was gonna give it a 9, but yeah, 9.5 is pretty good. Pretty good too.
I give them a 9.5. Great. And they all look like weirdos.
Yep, they definitely do. Especially the leprechaun, because he's holding an umbrella that's like really small.
No hands on the steering wheel, so.
No. I mean,
they're weirdos.
When you're a weirdo, you don't need to worry about driving.
Of course not.
But yeah, pretty cool. It says, again, Foolishly Good Beer from Sarnia, Ontario. Has the logo on the back of the can. And
let's open it up then.
Pretty much it, yes. Alcohol content, 6.2%.
Oh, 6.2%. We're going somewhere today, guys.
We're moving up.
Slowly. Let's see what this IPA gives us. A haze today? I'm really hoping so.
A little bit of a haze, but it's more of a like a copper amberish color.
But still.
With a yellow.
Quite like a bit of haze, guys.
It looks more like a like an apricot kind of, like an apricot juice.
Very nice on the fruit smell. Fruit tones, for sure.
Definitely smells like a juicy IPA, like how it's advertised.
I'm not sure which types of fruit exactly, but Danny might be able to spell them out for you.
I'm getting notes of like some tropical fruit. I'm getting a little bit of pineapple in there.
There we go, guys.
And I might be getting a little bit, like a touch of lemon.
The lemons.
Maybe a little bit of stone fruit, like nectarine or somewhere along those lines.
Okay.
That's pretty much where all I'm getting.
Okay. Well, I can't confirm that, but cheers, Danny.
Cheers, man.
Wow.
Very tasty.
Out of the park.
Yeah, really good.
Just like their damn label. I think these guys have something going on over there in Sarnia.
They definitely do, eh?
They definitely do, Danny.
They've got a couple of spots or locations there, too. Like, they have the actual brewery, and they have, like, a brew pub, and they have, I think, another kind of brewery / brew pub there, too.
Yeah.
So, they've pretty much, like, taken over Sarnia, which is awesome, because so far, so good. I'm enjoying this.
Great job, guys. If you're listening to this, this is an amazing job.
Yeah.
Overall, not just the can. I mean, like, the beer itself. Wow.
It's not bitter at all. You get, like, the juicy flavor, and it kind of just dies out and just kind of makes you want more.
Literally, even to a person that doesn't even drink IPAs, this is probably hands down a great one to have.
Yeah,
the bitterness is like minimal, very, very, very.
It is very minimal.
Very minimal, and it doesn't linger.
No, it doesn't linger at all. It's really good
and juicy.
It's got to be juicy. I mean, come on.
Damn, I don't know where I'm gonna, Dan, what are you thinking number wise on this thing? Because like this is cuckoo. They did a really good job on that damn label, and I'm about to give them the same rating on the drink right now.
Really?
Yeah, for an IPA? Holy cow.
Okay, I wasn't going to go as high, but...
Surprise, Dan. Surprise for, like, Sarnia?
Yeah, it's really good.
These guys have done something like a lot of these other guys can't even get close to right now, I can say.
It looks like they've gotten nailed down.
For one of their, staples?
Yeah, for flagship beers. This flagship is really good.
Beer, exactly, for one of their main beers. This is great.
What do you, so you're thinking 9.5?
Oh, man, I'm going to give it a 9.25.
9.25?
Yes, 9.25 on this guy. It's worth it.
Okay, I'm going to go with I was going to go 8.5.
Do it, Dan.
I enjoyed it. 8.5 for me is
good.
More than solid. So far, so good.
For an IPA, guys, I mean, goddamn.
It's got a lot of flavor for 6.2%.
This is a great beer. I've had quite a few different IPAs on a regular over and over and over again. And I mean, this could be added to that lineup as an example.
This might have been an IPA that Robin would have liked.
Yeah, but you just have to drive to Sarnia.
Yeah, of course, because we're not going to give them another one.
They don't ship, do they?
Yeah, they do, I think, all if you go here? Online.
Sweet.
So I think they ship anywhere within Ontario.
Oh, that's great. Do they have them in LCBOs at the moment? No,
not yet. In the liquor stores?
This exact one?
Yeah, there's their flagship beer. You can get this. I mean, right now, you got the liquor stores, you got the convenience stores, and you've got grocery stores. And I think this one, in particular, you'll get at the liquor store, hands down.
Okay, great.
So, for those that are in Ontario, want to try it, go for it.
Guys, pick it up, man. Like, I mean, you'll see what I'm saying right away. It's an initial kind of, like, blast in your mouth, and it just slowly fades. It's really nice for a summer beer.
Yeah, it's light, but it's flavorful. I'm enjoying it. Let's move on to our snack.
Yes, let's move on to the snack.
So, excuse me.
What do we have?
These ones are, we've had these ones before. They're called
coconut cream flavored coated peanuts.
Yep.
Oh my god, Dan, not this nonsense again. This is the best shit out there.
I think it was the barbecue ones we had last time?
Yeah, it was like kick-ass.
Yeah, they're good. These are, the brand is, I think, Koke.
Koke.
Koke. Product of Thailand. It has the racial looking
figure
wearing his gi with a red belt.
Yep.
He should be a black belt though, but hey, that's just my opinion.
Close enough.
He's got his sandals on. He's holding up the sign. And the coconut cream flavored coated peanuts.
The peanuts on the outside of that that design work is amazing.
Yeah, it looks like an actual peanut.
It looks exactly like what you're probably going to be getting right now.
Yeah, minus the size.
Design-wise on this guy's 7.5.
Yeah, I think...
I'm not a guy that would just like grab peanuts in a can in the first place.
Yeah, this is like a sealed can that you like it.
But I know after I have these...
You'll get them again.
I'm going to get them again. So a 7.5 is a good number for one of these guys.
And it looks like it's... Yeah, they're sweetened with sucralose too, so it's not like actual sugar, so.
Perfect.
Not too bad.
Give it a Danny?
I give it a 7.5.
7.5s are good.
Yeah, I'd say that. Is that what you give?
Correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Oh, I thought you didn't hear me the first two times.
I just wanted to make sure I heard
gotcha,
it right.
Gotcha. Take off that plastic lid and let's smell this
thing. Yes, let's do this. Okay.
Because I think this thing is going to smell like amazing just because it's in that tin kind of format.
You gotta pull it open, so it's almost like a can of tomatoes when you're opening it up. Oh my god, you smell those peanuts and they just smell fantastic. I'm taking a bunch. There you go.
Of course.
Well, I mean, the barbecue ones were so good, it's only fair that, you know, gotta try these ones. I taste peanut, but I don't taste coconut cream.
I feel your pain. I'm gonna have to try a little bit more to confirm my my issue in my brain. It's not making sense because I'm eating them too slow.
They are good. I mean, good quality peanuts. They're coated with whatever. It's almost like a chip kind of
goodness,
crunchy coating on the outside. But I'm not getting as much flavor as I did with the barbecue. The barbecue ones. We had a lot more flavor in. This one's kind of like, it's very mellow. It's more just more peanuts. Like.
Yeah, the coconut, I'm not too sure about what they did on this guy. But quality-wise, regardless how you cut it, it's good.
Yeah, but like.
Not unexpected about the coconut thing.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know it was coconut flavored. I would think they're plain. Just like plain coated peanuts. Like, oh, these are good. You know, plain coated peanuts. No, they're coconut. Oh, really? Yeah, that's kind of weird. But all right, sounds good.
It would have been fine by me.
I mean, the barbecue ones, I can't remember what I gave. I think it was like a 9 because they were fantastic. These ones, I'm probably going to go with a 7.5.
Gotcha. Okay. 7.5 is a good number, Danny. 7.62.
Yeah, wow.
That's going to be the number on these guys because, you know, that racial thing kind of brought it up a little bit.
It did. Okay. All right. So it's not a 7.623, just a 7.62.
Correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Correct. Yeah. Write it down.
Okay, I'm going to write down after this.
Okay, I really do hope so.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll have to, right?
There's so, no other way. Or you can just, you know, read it back or record it back and watch it and be like, hey, guys, what's up? Oh.
Good idea. So I'll just replay the episode back and forth.
So you can remember the number.
Okay. I like the way you think.
What was the number again?
7.6224987.
Oh, I don't know about those numbers, but shit. I didn't go that far.
I got it wrong. Well, you know what? It's the first time, right? I gotta remember a little bit more. So
it's fine.
Okay.
At least, the peanuts passed. The peanuts passed. That's all everybody needs to know.
They're good, but yeah, again, more flavor would be nice. But we do have another flavor that we'll feature sometime soon, which is going to be interesting, but I'm not going to say what it is because why would I ruin it?
Why spoil a good thing? I know, Danny. These things are like
addicting
like crazy.
I love peanuts, period. So it's like, oh man. It's like, gotta do it. But they're nice and crunchy. That's the thing. But yeah.
I'll go to the top.
No coconut.
There's no damn coconut here. If there was, maybe they just threw it in real quick.
But they are nice and crunchy.
But they're coated.
Mm-hmm.
Coconut cream flavored. But they do taste really good.
They definitely do.
If I had a regular flavored peanut right now that was coated and we had these, maybe I could tell the difference.
Maybe.
Side by side.
Or I just, even like a hint of coconut would be bite. Nice. I don't have that hint.
There's no hints.
No.
What do we got next, Danny? Or our last of...
Our last three. Beer of the evening?
Yep.
We have got, guess what?
An IPA, Danny.
Holy shit, you're good.
I think we've... gone to the clarification that this is maybe going to be the best one of the night.
You know what? Judging from the description when I purchased this beer, I was pretty excited.
Okay.
So.
I mean, after the last one, that was pretty exciting myself.
Last one was really good. This one is called Snakebite City.
Snakebite City? Oh, look at that cobra on the front.
Come
on.
Yeah. Big cobra. It's a prickly pear IPA.
Cool.
Prickly pear. Yeah. And it's got the...
That's unexpected.
I don't know what that is in the background, but it looks like there's some prickly pears there.
It says 7.5, so that may only make sense.
And it's got Refined Fuel Brewing on the front there. It's just the one label on the front of the beer. It doesn't go all the way around like the other ones do.
Correct. Yeah, this is a 3/4.
But it is, yeah.
Or so half.
Half, yeah.
Half.
7.5, Snakebite City. So it is a yellow background. You have the green cobra coming out. It's the main picture. And the bottom says Prickly Pear IPA in big, bold letters.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's very cartoony.
Exactly.
Because cartoon snake. I give this an 8.
7.57.
Ooh. Wow.
That's going to be the number for sure.
I was hoping for a 7.623.
No, that wasn't going to happen tonight.
No.
Unfortunately.
Wishful thinking, I guess.
No.
I tried.
Almost there, but not there.
Quite. Yeah, and almost, but like, I just, you know.
Not quite tonight.
Can keep me in suspense. I can't wait till he actually, you know, rate something like that.
Well, I just really hope that this is hazy as hell, like I'm expecting again.
I'm guessing it would be, but let's see.
No, it's gonna be filtered exactly the way I'm thinking that it's not gonna be hazy.
It's a mix of both, it looks like.
It's a mix of both, then. So it's kind of in between now.
Well, it's hazy, but it's not like overly hazy. Like,
gotcha. It's almost like
it's what we yellow. Just had. Yeah, it's yellow and it's a little hazy. It's cloudy.
Smells good.
But it doesn't look like it's like a juice kind of. Just
like the last one, guys.
Oh, yeah? Let me smell it.
Well, it doesn't smell the same. It smells different.
It does smell sweet. Great. Definitely smells sweeter.
Smells great.
I don't really smell prickly pear, though. But
I'm not sure. I really need to taste it because that prickly pear makes sense.
Let's give it a shot.
Oh, wow.
Definitely get the prickly pear taste in there. Wow.
Yes, best IPA of the night, guys. Cheers, Danny.
Cheers.
That was a good one you left. Good one for the last one. The best one for the last.
It kind of... It's crazy because you get like a little bit of a juicy kind of citrusy kind of flavor. And then right like after that, you get a burst of like prickly pear and then it just dies right out. It's actually really cool.
If you've never had prickly pear... Man,
have some.
You'll get into it right after this.
Yeah, cactus pears are fantastic, and the red ones or the green ones or the white ones, whatever color, doesn't matter. They're really good. And I think they were in season last month. But either way, if you have a chance to try them, go for it. Just don't hurt your fingers because of the needles.
Only makes sense.
Well, yeah, exactly right. This is really good. I'm enjoying this.
Yes, guys, this is my favorite one tonight. That's guaranteed, flavor-wise, overall.
Yeah, definitely. I'd have to give this a 9.
9.25.
Oh, 9.25.
It's happening tonight, Dan.
It totally is. Look at you.
It's not as high as the last one.
But.
It's like basically there.
It's basically there, but this is still your favorite one.
This is still my favorite one of tonight.
Really good.
But again, if they stop making this for any reason, I'm not too worried. I still have that one there.
But well, yeah, again, it's a flagship. That's probably the rotating one. So.
And this rotating one, yeah, they kicked ass. And I mean, if they keep doing stuff like this out of maybe the series of beer, I would love to have them.
Yeah, this is really good. We may have to revisit them again in the future because they're really good. Just like we've done with Third Moon and Fine Balance and All My Friends and the other breweries we've had. They definitely got to stay in this rotation because
these guys are doing a good job.
I'm curious to try, you know, if they got any stouts or any sours or even like a lager or two, just see what they're like. But
well, at least compared to everybody else's.
Yeah, but right now, IPAs top notch.
Yeah, they did a great job right across. Very happy with all three. Nothing crazily.
No, they
undermined or non flavored or something.
Nothing flat. This is really good. Like,
it was great.
Yeah.
I think you had a beer for almost everybody in the region of IPAs.
Yeah, probably.
Out of the three. This one here for the people that know what's up. The last one for people that are just trying to get into it. And the first one, more or less, that have never even tried anything prior to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the
introductory.
Yeah, the introductory, then the midway, and then the professional.
One, the one that people would be like, oh, wow.
Yeah, like the beginner, amateur, and professional.
First, you would have to like an IPA then to have this beer.
Well, for sure.
And then secondly, to actually taste that prickly pear. How can you taste it if you don't enjoy IPAs? You wouldn't. So first, you'd have to know what an IPA is. You'd have to start from the bottom there. So you would have to work your way up until here.
And yep. I mean,
you would appreciate drinking IPAs after having a beer like this.
You should, hopefully. I would hope so. But really, really tasty beer nonetheless. It is kind of sweet, but not overly sweet. It's not overly bitter either.
Didn't expect it to taste this good.
No, I wasn't expecting it. I mean, I was hoping when I saw it, but I wasn't expecting it to this degree. I'm impressed. And like I said, Refined Fool Brewery, Sarnia, Ontario. Look them up. See if you can order some beer and try it out. I don't know if this is available, but because it is a rotating beer or seasonal beer. But nonetheless, they're going to have something you probably would like. So I say go for it and let us know what you think.
100%, guys.
So you can drop a comment in our YouTube or Instagram. If you watch YouTube, especially these videos, you can subscribe to us because that would be amazing. Follow us on Instagram. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, whatever streaming platform, keep listening. That'd be great. Yes. You know, want to give a shout out to... Yeah, we'll give a shout out to some cities that have been listening recently. We've got Stockholm, Sweden. You guys rule. Awesome.
Woo!
Falkenstein, Germany. Once again.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yes, guys.
And everybody else, you're still cool too. Don't worry about it.
Let us know what's up if you have a chance. Okay, guys? Just drop us a line.
Yeah, let us know what you think. You got suggestions? You want to see us feature another beer? Tell us. Any we'll do it. Specific
types of beer? Something that you've tried that we haven't tried? Maybe something out there, something different?
And we're open to it.
And I'm pretty sure that we're going to be coming out with something interesting coming in the next one or two podcasts coming up. You're going to be seeing something coming up a little bit different.
There will be something coming up.
Taking a beer and transforming it.
Yes, we're going to...
Transform it.
Transform it. Yeah, that's all I'm going to see. Yeah, okay.
We're going to transform it then.
We'll be just like Optimus Prime.
That's it, Danny.
I didn't want to say it, but I had to.
Well, anyway, guys, just like and subscribe, give us a shout, say what's up, and we'll hit you back.
Yeah, we definitely will. But nonetheless, I appreciate you guys listening. We will catch you on our next episode, and happy drinking in the meantime.
Stay frosty.